At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all know who I am. I am Dee Dee Leggett, aka the Core Queen, and we are finally back after 2 weeks off from the Core Queen chat. Y'all, I'm back from Sweden. I had a great time and I missed y'all so much. I missed y'all so much that I brought a whole gang of trail ride steppers to the show today. Y'all welcome RDKS. They in the building. Yes, listen, they are so ready to turn up, tell y'all about these trail rides because y'all trying to take their shine out here in these streets. So I'm gonna give them their own shine since y'all don't want to let them represent themselves, you know, y'all bandwagon jumpers. But in case y'all don't know who the RDKS real deal country steppers are, I'm gonna let y'all know a little bit about them. I'm gonna try to read this dissertation that Trey sent me, y'all. Lord, give me the strength. RDKS, known as Real Deal Country Steppers with a K. Country with a K because they're down hard country. The group was created by my boy, Trey Colvin. He is the CEO. Yeah, big CEO, not the little one. Trey Colvin started his trail ride stepping journey on Halloween night in 2024 because his ass was out creeping, y'all. When he visited the infamous S Bar in Columbia, South Carolina, for the first time, and he fell in love with trail ride stepping. That's when he knew that he had to join a group, but he thought, hold on, I need to create my own shit. And that's what the fuck he did. He created his own group where he handpicked his shit one by one. And that's why y'all see them up here right now. I ain't about to read all this other shit. They're going to tell y'all who they are. They're going to name who they are. And we got them in the building because you know what? They got something big coming on May 3rd this Saturday. They're going to be in the field in Chester, South Carolina, showing their ass. Welcome to the show, y'all. Let the people know who y'all are.
Thank you, Miss Dee Dee.
So, y'all already know, it's your boy, Trey Colvin, also known as Mr. Loose Leg himself. Big CEO, not the little one.
Hey. It's your boy, Quay. Go by Q Slim. Big Pred.
Okay.
It's cool. I go by Pretty Black.
I'm Kale. I go by Mr. Slow Scrokle.
AKA Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
They call me Pretty Ricky. Don't know why.
Pretty Ricky was just
gone. It's a light skin.
Slow scroll, cool.
This your girl, Queen. I go by Lil Step.
Hey.
It's your boy, Juju. They call me Mr. Smooth Sugar.
Hey, she's smooth.
It's your girl, Jay Renee, and they call me Juicy J.
Juicy!
All right, y'all. So, first of all, I need to know, how did y'all even meet to even organize all of this?
Okay, so initially, before the group got started, I went to a field party in Lancaster. And that's when I was out there talking to Quay and Coop. And they was basically telling me, like, if you make a group, you know, we in it. And I was like, all right, bet. I was like, but what the hell? We gonna name the group. And Quay was like, Real Deal Steppers. I said, nope, don't like it. I said, nope, don't like it. And he was like, oh, all right, so what you gonna call? I say, Real Deal Country Steppers. He was like, so RDKS. I said, there we go. I say, but if I start the group, that's what we'll call it. I don't know if I'm gonna start the group yet. And then we went from there. But before the group got started, I already had these two and these two.
Speak your mind. What you trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, do y'all all live near each? Like, what do y'all?
We grew up together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is my boyfriend, and they went to high school together.
This is my cousin. Like, first cousin.
Oh.
Right.
So, like, on my daddy's side.
And then I had to make sure that their little cousin beef was squashed before they joined the group. Yeah.
We had beef, actually.
But that's how we grew and matured.
Family on.
Then Tifa, Queen, she started coming to my classes that I started teaching in February. Okay. So as I saw, we had already knew each other, and she always been a dancer. So, but when she started coming to class, yeah, I mean,
you know,
I wanted to be one. So when she was in class, that's when I after a couple classes, and I saw she just kept picking up stuff, you know, fast. I was like, Tiff, you want to join the group? And she was like, bet. So we went from there, and then on to Juju. We actually recently met in March at the Southern Soul field party down in Florence.
Okay.
Because he came over trying to steal my spotlight on Country Girl. And my homegirl, Raven, shout out to Sandcastle. She was recording us, and I was like, who is this yellow ass nigga trying to jump in my video? And then he just kept going. He turned around. He was like, yeah, twin, go ahead. Twin my ass. Who the fuck is you? All right, but then we had got cool.
Okay.
So then I asked him, did he want to join the group or whatnot? And he said he was with it. And then Juicy Jade was brought to me by Pretty Ricky. And we met her at an event in Charlotte when we had a day party with Tony Armani.
Okay.
And she came in, and I was looking at her like,
Juicy.
You juicy as hell. You gonna join the group or you ain't?
Baby.
And she was like,
I told him.
Hold on. Let him know. Juicy with what?
Two wise. I told him. She fine.
He kept saying that before we got up there. He was like, you got to meet my homegirl, Jade. Yeah, she fine as fuck. Like, that's my sister. We go
way back.
So I'm like,
yesterday.
I'm like, let me meet her. Damn, let me meet her. We get in here. I said, God damn, boy, you wear a line.
What?
I said, that motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. No, the first thing that came out his mouth was, how old are you? I was like, well, damn, hello to you, too.
Yeah. And I seen him like, this motherfucker, he'll drag in a wagon full of food. Damn, yo, she juicy as hell. I had to find out, girl, how old you is? Shit.
You know
so
what?
She said another group was trying to get her. I was like, fuck them, you and us.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, I'm here.
You stealing folks, man?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm stealing. Like, I stole him from his old group.
Hell yeah.
Truly, I know about that. I really was.
Why
you
wasn't
with
anyway? He need a mic.
Okay, so
did you hear him, bro?
No,
oh, you can hear. Okay.
Truly and honestly, I wasn't with it first. I was always in the trail ride group. Always been kind of like the life of the party. But this trail ride where it get real hectic and messy, and I got a short temper. I ain't with all that talking. I'm quitting the puppy and shit.
Oh
Lord,
don't hit nobody. So,
but this trail ride shit, it get real little hectic. These people take it overboard. But I told Trey, I said, you know what? Just because the people in the group, I fuck with their vibe and their energy, and they're real cool. Genuine people, so
he did. He said that off rip. Like, his number one thing he said from the jump was, I don't want to join no group. And initially, I asked him to host the field party on May 3rd, and he agreed to that. And then, once I sent him the flyer, that's when I was like, nigga, why are you in no group? And he explained it to me, and I was like, we ain't with none of that shit.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that ain't enough. We ain't on that type of time. We miss us with that. We too damn old. Right. So, and then it's been from there. And we got three other members. One is in Columbia, and the other two are in Charlotte.
Okay.
So I met the other two through Tifa, and they are part of the group as well. And then we got another one in Columbia. I knew her as well. Actually, her and Kale was in the same group, and I kind of stole them both from that other group.
Okay, that's off what's up.
Vibes. Yeah, off the vibes, because I can't help that I'm here.
But I've been knowing Trey, though.
Yeah, me and Kale go back.
We go way back. So it's just,
you know, I think we cousins. I don't know. Y'all all be related in the South, so.
Well, it takes a village, okay? It's a whole world.
We're from Chester, so
we're just
like.
Chester is not getting because I'm not getting
it. It's the McClurkins.
Yeah.
That got me.
Because that's my mama.
So they're my first cousin, McClurkins. Go ahead, baby.
The McClurkins. Okay. Not like Donnie McClurkins?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's my great first cousin.
Oh, wow. You never know.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody kissing cousins.
Donnie. I'm kidding.
This is like, so for those of us, including myself, who've never been to a trail ride, can you like describe a typical day at a trail ride? What is it?
So first, let me break down. That way we can kill this shit right now.
Okay.
There's a difference between a trail ride and a field party.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody is calling everything a trail ride.
Okay.
A trail ride consists of a trail that you ride.
Like on a horse.
Yes.
ATVs.
Okay. Or they take you on the flatbed trailer and they take you down the whole trail.
So
like a
country parade.
Yeah, yes. That's an actual trail ride.
Okay.
A field party starts at about 6 or 7 o'clock, and it's a bunch of niggas in the field and dancing.
In units,
they're dancing. That's a field party, and that separates the trail ride.
It's a call. All right, you got to.
Oh God, we got to. Oh shit.
Someone please call 911. Can they hear me? No. Caller, how you doing? What's up? What you got? Can you hear me?
Real deal motherfucking country steppers. What's up with you? Y'all got one question.
I'm trying to get you. Hold on. Is the speaker? I'm trying to catch on to the voice.
Yeah, I was trying to catch the voice.
See, one more time. All right.
Say it again. What's your name, caller?
Donovan.
Where you Donovan. From, Donovan?
Say what?
Where you from?
Shit, I'm from Charlotte.
All right.
Okay.
We got the metro in here. Yeah,
okay, what's up? Change the camera to me.
And I got a question for you. How many horses you got in y'all stable?
That's the thing. Hold on. We are real deal country steppers. We're not a stable.
Fred,
there's a difference between the steppers, trail riders, and stables. Stables, they have horses. You call them horsemen or horsewomen. We don't have horses. Now, are we training?
They got some stallions in here.
Now, are we training to move over to the stables? Yeah, but we don't have any horses.
Oh, we know how to ride.
Because we ride.
Oh, we know how to ride. Don't get us confused. We ride now.
Do you have some horses?
Am I gonna see horses Saturday on May 3rd?
Oh yeah, you're gonna see plenty of horses Saturday. Down in Chester, May 3rd. Make sure y'all pull up at 100 Brindale and Stadium Drive. You got 704 Stable that's coming down. You have Horse Stable out of Rock Hill that's coming down. And we got some individual horsemen that are bringing their horses down. So you got a variety of about 15 to 20 horses that's going to be there. But make sure you got your ticket. If you ain't get your ticket because we already sold out, it's going to be $30 at the gate.
30.
We'll see you on Saturday. Thank you for calling.
He's still answering your question.
Hey, caller, how you doing? What's your name? What you got?
Here's your boy, Loosely.
We know who this is.
I just wanted to say what's up. It's your boy, Lil Fox, man.
What up, my boy?
What's up, cuz?
I'm on with you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, you need it. Yeah.
I love y'all, man.
Love you too, boy. Oh, that was nice. Look, y'all got some real supporters. I know that's right.
But yeah, to go back to what we was talking about, there's a difference between trail ride, and I'm glad he asked about horses. There's a difference between trail ride, field party, and stables. We're not a stable. You have groups that are called SR stables. Which would consist of everybody in that group has a horse, but they are also steppers.
This is so educational.
Right. Oh now, God. Again, trail rides start in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that you go to a trail ride, most people that host the trail ride events, they start in the morning, and it's an all-day event. So it started about 10 o'clock that morning, and then they end at midnight because the trail ride goes up until about 3 or 4, and then the field party kicks off around about 6 or 7. The rest of the night. Okay. So, and then if that trail ride is family friendly. So kids and everybody can come out. You can ride the horses, all of that stuff.
That's the experience they're going to get
set. Yes.
Right.
So you get that same experience with us May 3rd down in Chester because
except
we ain't starting in the morning. Yeah. We ain't starting in the morning. We starting at 6 o'clock, but we got two fields. So on the left side of the field, y'all can go over there and ride the horses and whatnot, you don't have to pay for it and whatnot. And then you can come on the right side and get in that field. Get in that field. Put on that ass too fast.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah.
That is so dope.
We got a whole 100 yards.
This is like a country Mardi Gras. Like,
Yeah.
Like, I like the way you be putting shit.
It's like a beautiful mixture.
I'm cooking up what you did. I like it.
Look, I will not enter.
And to the steppers, we got plenty of grass for you.
Yeah.
No dust.
We ain't got no dust. We ain't got no dirt. We in grass, baby. But the way they done made me feel, I want y'all to leave nothing but dust. Dust.
Okay, so is there a science behind making these steps? Like, how do y'all come up with the steps?
Really? You got to be groovy, baby.
Really?
You got to feel it.
You can't get out there with no two left foot.
Really? It be the beat that brings. Like, if the beat brings it out. With the thing, I mean,
a one it has to be the beat. Answer your question. Really?
But how do y'all all come, like, with a routine? Like, how do you just know that this going to be the routine for this song?
Because you don't necessarily follow the lyrics.
Right.
In regular choreography, where I came from, with regular choreography, you follow the lyrics. You follow the lyrics and you make up the dance according to, what the song is talking about. But in the trail ride stepping world, you don't follow the lyrics. You follow the beat.
It's the beat.
That's 50-50, in my opinion. Mm. That's 50-50.
I mean, we ain't got damn
you want to feel... You want to feel the beat as well, but you want to feel the lyrics too, so you can move in that movement.
That's what that groove is.
You
know
what I'm saying? I mean, you can feel it.
It's really 50-50 in that.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
so when you're dancing,
what I see it. You want to feel the beat and the words.
So let's just say, what's the song you mentioned a song earlier that you took somebody, something about a country girl or something?
Oh, country girl.
Okay, so when this song came out, right? Let's just act like I don't know nothing because I don't. and they came up with this dance. Like, how do you know that this gonna be the dance for this song?
Well, I mean, it's all down to the dance creator. Whoever creates the dance to that song, mm-hmm. they post it on social media, and then they okay. get, you know, then it starts trending, they get traction on it, and it goes viral. Everybody else picks it up.
Okay.
Now, to go back to piggyback off what you said, what I mean by it don't necessarily go with the lyrics, we're not mimicking the words. Mm-hmm. Because right. in the hip-hop dance world, you mimic the words mm-hmm. of what you're dancing to. Mm-hmm. Trail ride world, you don't mimic the words okay. because it's all leg action. Mm-hmm. But you do feel the words and you feel the right. beat okay. type of thing. So, I mean, it's all up to the person. Like, if the person make up the dance and the dance is hot and it get traction, mm-hmm. this is the damn dance.
This passed the vibe check.
And it's okay. mostly come from with, like, most dancers. The way I put it is, I put like, we had a big cookout. You know, your family get together, y'all mm-hmm. hit that Cupid shuffle, woo, woo, woo.
And you got that one aunt. When that one aunt hit that, when she popped that damn hip, when she popped that hip, now everybody out there popping that damn hip. Because everybody's like, oh, shit, she got that. She got that shit. That's how it goes.
God is a trending
thing. And now we just flow with it. Now everybody in sync.
Fred, put that comment up for me from Karen Brookins. I want to read that.
Even down to the show.
Shout
out Miss Shirley, man. Y'all
yes,
yeah. Shout out to Miss Shirley.
Shirley. Shirley. With your little cute keep self.
Don't pay attention to nothing that they saying about you online, baby. No. I mean, you too young to know anyway, but baby, right. keep doing what you're doing.
Keep popping that fan, baby. Keep popping that
fan.
So let's.
So Karen Brookins, that's my homegirl from back home. I'm from Philly, Bristol,
what's
PA.
What's up, Philly?
Said, this is so very interesting, Dean. No, yeah, I know us Northerners, but we don't know nothing about this. Do they have a website? I'm extremely curious about them.
You can follow us on Facebook at The Real Deal Country Steppers. Country with a K.
You got a call?
And
okay.
TikTok.
Yes, you can find us on TikTok, yeah. Real Deal Country
Steppers. It's very interesting because we see it all the time on social media, but nobody, unless you're down here, you just don't know anything about it.
The reason why, because the trail ride, it originated more from down south
right.
than up north.
And then it's his own community.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of room for
exactly. Right. North, so that's why.
What's the, can they hear me?
What you
said? Hey, caller, how you doing? What's your name? What you got?
Definitely.
All right. So, my name is Ra. I'm Juicy Day's son.
We can't hear you.
I'm Juicy Day's son.
Juicy J's
what? Oh, hey, baby. That's your nephew. Yeah. That's your
nephew. That's you. Hey, baby. What you got to say to your mama? All right, so.
He nervous.
All right, so I got a question for
y'all.
What's up with it?
Oh, my God. That's my husband.
Go ahead, Nachino. Don't start your shit.
You know what's up with it, man? What name she gave me?
What's my name?
Calling from the gas house. My baby Juicy J looking good, baby.
I know that's right. Hype your wife up.
Yeah.
I told y'all don't call with this mess. What's your question is?
All right, so my question is like, so what's y'all newest dance that y'all learned? Like, what's it called?
So, if you must know, what we will be premiering on Saturday, May 3rd, woo-hoo! Is RDKS's own original dance to Saturday Night.
Saturday Night Love. All right.
May 3rd. Okay.
We have another dance that we're premiering. So we're actually premiering two dances. We have one dance to Saturday Night Love, and then we have another dance to FPG. Put that shit on.
Come on now.
Oh my God. We got another call now.
Jeez.
Thank y'all for calling.
Hey, caller. How you doing? What's your name? What you got?
Hello, my name is Queen. I just kind of tuned in.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, my babies. I just want y'all to know I'm proud of y'all, and I hope y'all are ready for Saturday. How's it been going preparing for Saturday?
Hectic.
Hectic, but we ready.
I'll say this, Queen. They hectic and I hectic is two different damn hectics.
But you're a CEO.
You see where I'm going with it. Yeah, they don't know what the hell we've been going through. I ain't told them shit.
And that's why we appreciate all the behind the scenes work you do too, Queen.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going
to
get out here and turn this field up Saturday. I love y'all. I'm proud of y'all. And keep doing what you do.
We love you.
Love too, bye.
Love you too, bye.
You ain't gonna say we wasn't on Facebook promoting this shit.
Yes, and I know that's right. I know that's right. Look, these other, never mind. I ain't gonna do it. All right, y'all. So it's time for me to get a little messy.
Oh, oh shit.
Okay. That's clocking.
Wait a minute. You don't even need no more. You got a whole cup.
I don't give a damn.
How do y'all feel about non-trail riding, Southern Soul, whatever y'all call this genre that y'all are in? How do you feel about these folks that have been in like the music industry, rapping, singing, and all that stuff, jumping on the bandwagon to join what y'all have already been doing?
So one thing that a lot of people don't know about the trail ride world, it's a lot of different genres. You have Southern Soul, you have rhythm and blues, and then you have Zydeco. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't even know what the hell Zydeco is. And I ain't finna sit here and explain it. But me personally, being that I am new to the trail ride world, I did join last year, but am I new to stepping and dancing? Hell no. I'm 17 years deep professionally, but been dancing my whole life. Now, do I feel some type of way about non-Southern Soul artists that's trying to come over because now the trail ride world has come to the outside world? Yes, I do. And I only feel that way because I don't feel like they have the passion for it. Mm. I feel like they've jumped on it because of the bandwagon and the wave, and that the trail ride world is just so friendly, and that people are latching on to it, and that it's just going so viral. Now, to each his own. If you're an opportunist, do what you do. If you want to come over here and you know, get on that way, hey, to each his own. I'm entitled to my own opinion, and I say I feel some type of way about it because you don't have a passion for it. Mm-hmm. Southern Soul was not the genre that you started with, and that wasn't the genre you was thinking about.
Got another call.
So it is what it is.
Hold on one second. They hung up? Okay. Yeah, they hung up. They'll call back.
So I just feel like if you are a artist and you're crossing over to the Southern Soul market, at least do your homework first so that you can actually make a Southern Soul track,
right?
And not an R&B track that you're trying to make sound like it's Southern Soul.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I was in the music industry for a while, rest in peace.
Shit.
Some bullshit. But I don't think that most of the people that have tried to cross over are passionate at all. I think they are just trying to be famous. I think whatever opportunity they can get to be it, that's what they're going to do. Right. And that's why they really aren't going to get the traction that they are trying to get. And especially in South Carolina, for some reason, it just doesn't catch.
Right.
Because it's not genuine.
Right. And you as an artist,
I can, but that wasn't
the artist themselves, I do feel like you have a passion for your craft. But do you have a passion for the genre you just jumped into? Hell no.
I don't even think they have a passion for the crowd. I think they have a passion for the attention they get for doing it.
But it's like King George for the ones who done already set that bar so high for Southern Soul. It's hard for somebody who hadn't been down that genre before try to come in
to match it.
Yeah. We already done heard somebody who's passionate about it. Yeah.
Been doing
because they're coming from the soul. Mm-hmm. They're actually
in people that
got in them.
People that got signed with big major record deals with Southern Soul.
You can hear it in their voice.
You can hear it.
Then you can tell
they're not trying so hard.
They
ain't got to try hard.
Yeah.
You can hear it in these Southern Soul artists' voice from the males down to the females. They're not trying hard at all. They are literally just going into the booth and speaking. They are literally going in and just writing down and putting out what they want to put out from their heart. versus the people that are crossing over. You can hear them because they got to go all into the shit. Like, keep that shit where the fuck it was at.
Because it would make more sense if you're passionate right. about your craft and you have a genuine gift in what you do to just collaborate with somebody. Right. Let them do their thing, you do your thing, and you come together. And you come if together. It makes sense.
Yes. Right. Because right. I tell you this, it's just like Mike Clark Jr. Mike Clark Jr. got made Keep On Steppin'. Mm-hmm. The Yin Yang Twins jumped on the remix, but they did not change their style at all.
No.
They came in as the Yin Yang Twins, did their verse, and got right back off the shit. Mm-hmm. They didn't try to jump on and turn into a Southern show or this and just, they didn't try to do none of that shit. They stayed true to them because they know they lane.
And that's the only way you'll get real fans, though. Nobody want to hear you trying to be something.
Shout out to Mike Clark Jr. Hey, Mike Clark, I see you July 19th at Route 29, dog. That flyer dropping next week, so y'all don't know about that.
Am I going to be able to go to that one?
No, yeah, you can go to that one. You can damn sure go to that one.
Not the moonshine.
Got me some moonshine.
Lord Jesus.
I got
me a half a gallon.
Got me some moonshine. Big shout out to
Big Mike
Clark.
Oh my God.
Appreciate y'all. And another local artist, Rudy Hayes. I feel like she's very authentic with her song. Y'all go tap in. It is called Bad Habit. She is very authentic. Like she said, with a lot of the Southern Soul artists there.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Very genuine with that crowd. They yes. come out and just naturally do it. Yes. You don't have to force it. And we really appreciate y'all. So big shout out to
you. And you have a lot of Southern Soul artists that have not got the spotlight and attention that they deserve yet. Yeah. So, and we listen to y'all music left and right. Everybody in the Trail Rock World listen to y'all's music. You have artists that have dropped songs that came out in 2014 and they're just not getting a dance created to it. And now it's going viral again. Yep. It's picking up again. So, yeah. Shout out to the true Southern Soul artist.
There you go.
Just hold your leg up, pop that pussy.
Pop that pussy came out like that. Ain't even Southern Soul.
Yeah, that's not even Southern Soul.
That's Two Live Crew.
It's Two Live Crew.
Yeah,
Two Live Crew. That's a Freaknik day.
Wait a minute. That song is now a Southern Soul. Wait a minute. I'm like, whoa.
But it's a line dance.
Yeah, it's a line dance. Yes. Yes. So it's not a Southern Soul song, man, but we do have a step to.
Okay. What's the comment up there too? Hey caller, how you doing? What's your name? What you got? Caller.
South Carolina, man.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
K2 Prime.
Oh, hey!
What's happening? Why?
Shout out to Mr. K2 Prime. Hey, boy, we finna show our ass at.
Hey, I appreciate you for real.
Say something, man. I'm from upstate, right?
Say it again.
It's three rules when we get in the country, man.
What the three rules is, bro?
Don't act no fool or don't step on my shoes.
Yeah! Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this right here. Me and K2 have not met face to face yet, but he was down in Mount Crogan on April 5th, and I saw his video after the fact, and he was just out there cutting the fuck up. And me and him connected over DMs and whatnot, and shit, I ain't had no choice but to throw him on May 3rd.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir, Ski. Hey, let me tell you this. This is just one event of many to come, my boy.
You know what I already told you, cuz. Looking
forward to it, my boy.
You know what we said.
Hey, we appreciate the love.
Hold it down.
See you Saturday.
Fred, what's some comments saying up there?
Oh, hell.
Hold on.
They have not
keep the
stepped.
Unity.
Oh, baby.
Wait, what's that?
Philly
hold on,
and
hold on. Yo, what's up? I heard there's another dance y'all have that you need to do Saturday. Oh. Kenny Burke.
Hold on.
I'll address that.
Hold on. Wait till he put the comment on the screen so we can see.
Yes.
Sorry. I see that.
Damn, New York.
Yo, what's up? I heard there's another dance y'all have that you need to do Saturday. Kenny Burke raising the top. Rising to the top.
I heard there's y'all a new dance. That
well, that was
having.
Created by me.
Yes.
That was created by me, Juicy J. I haven't got the approval yet from Mr. Big CO. So I got to get the approval from him first. He ain't learned it yet. Once he learned it and he get there and I get the approval.
Praise God.
Then we got that. Then we'll do that. But we ain't going to show that on Saturday, May 3rd. That's probably another one.
Y'all, why they sitting over here between Juicy J and this goddamn president sitting behind me like he ain't just learned this shit. Monday.
He learned it Monday.
Here come his damn girlfriend. She always got his follow-up. It's groovy.
Hey,
I'm with it. Let me tell you something. When we do it, make sure you follow the TikTok Real Deal Country Steppers, and we're gonna drop that next week.
There you go.
Rising to the top. We dropping that dance next week. Juicy J.
One comment.
Paula.
That's my mama. Mama said, keep the unity, keep the peace, and love each other.
Thank you, mama.
Okay, mama law. All
right, now, mama law. I had a pineapple ready Saturday, baby. Okay. It's going to be hot, and they're going to be thirsty.
Real thirsty.
Okay, my next question for y'all. If you have heard this, because I've heard it a lot, and I've been defending y'all. I don't even know half y'all out there, but I've been defending y'all. How do you feel about people criticizing the trail riders' ability to come together and organize and unify for fun, but not for activism?
Because at the end of the day, we in that field, we having a ball. If we need to step out and get active in the community, we do. Because you have a lot of trail ride groups that do community service. They do. And as my group, we do community service. We have not had a chance to do it yet, but we work with Empowered and Conquer. And Empowered and Conquer in Rock Hill, South Carolina, they cater to the homeless. Everything that organization is about is catered towards the homeless. And guess what? RDKS is in connection with that organization. So anybody on the outside that got something to say, fuck them, because y'all got something to say about the church as well. And the church is doing good. So at the end of the day, a motherfucker going to always have some shit to say. And the first thing I'm going to say is you can kiss the blackest part of my ass. Because at the end of the day, don't worry about what the fuck we got going on. Worried about what the fuck you got going on.
Because you got a lot of them.
Y'all worried about us. We in the field minding our own goddamn business. Y'all came over here fucking with us because Boots on the Ground went viral. Y'all ain't give a damn about us until that damn song went viral.
And the thing is, with the black culture that I do, that's my biggest pet peeve. The black culture, it seems like it's always a niche with something.
You got to criticize something.
Black culture has to criticize something.
They can't dance.
And no offense.
Two left feet.
No race or nothing.
Anybody that be saying something about the trail while I work, they ain't got no rhythm. They can't dance.
I'm sick of y'all popping them fans. I'm sick of you ain't got no edges.
And it be the main ones that be talking about they done went to trail rides and they done did this and that. Stop lying and trying to jump on the bandwagon.
And it's nothing against no type of race, because at the end of the day we all can come together. But if you look at it from the racial perspective, there's some of these Caucasian folks you mentioned, but they come together, they make their money.
Yep.
We get together, it gotta be he don't like this, she don't do this right. This man, shut the hell up.
I'm tired of keep on stepping. Right. You go to the club,
y'all got a line dance to every song.
Y'all standing on the wall holding up motherfucking space and don't want to dance.
Y'all pay, let me tell you something.
Y'all want to get fucking mad.
Let me break it down to y'all, because I am a promoter, club host, and have done it for 16 years. So let me break this shit all the way down. Y'all pay $1,500 for one goddamn bottle that you could have got for $30. It put 10 of y'all in a section together. And y'all standing that motherfucker looking at each other, but y'all mad at us because we in the field for $30 having a goddamn ball.
We got a call. What's up, caller? What you got? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Alonzo. Zopa. Charlie.
What's up, Zo?
Hey, you better be out there May 3rd, man.
Listen, hey, Zo, what you say? Run it. What's up, Zoe? Talk to us.
Yeah, y'all know what's up. Y'all look good out there, too.
RDK.
Y'all look good out there.
We're going to see you sad as hell.
What's going on?
Oh, he's back. You ain't calling him
smalls. Zoe, is we going to see you at Chester County at the fairground sad?
Chester County?
Zoe, I know you ain't damn talking.
Everybody
reacts like you're
Chester.
And they're
like, where?
Chester.
Everybody
say
Chester.
Hold on, don't be. Now we got a ball. Hold what you got. I'm from Chester. Hold what you got.
Zoe, pull up, man. Brandy gang, y'all pull up.
Zoe, I tell you this, Zoe, you pull up Chester. You pull up to Chester May 3rd. Your first two shots on me. Now, if you show your ass after that, I ain't got shit to do with it.
Group
on
the
everybody
shot.
Oh,
you got something going on?
Zoe, we just told you we got something going on. Don't start that country ass shit now. We got something going on Saturday, May 3rd at 6 o'clock.
I'll be on the book, but I don't be reading it. Just post and get off. You feel me?
Yeah, I know, but we just said it, Zoe. Now, don't get your country ass on me with this shit. I'm telling you right now, go to my page.
You want to fucking fight?
Hey, what you say? Run it.
Listen, but okay, y'all, I just want to kind of tell y'all, y'all look real good. I'm proud of y'all.
Appreciate it, Zoe. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right.
Bye.
That's a fool. Yo,
that's hilarious.
Zoe is a damn fool. I'm telling you that now.
You can't funny. Do nothing but love him though.
Because Zoe will tell you in a minute, get in the field. And he ain't dancing.
I can't. But I wanted to go back to the activism thing. I just got offended because I'm like, why do you feel like they should be doing this? They're doing something that's positive. People are having fun. They're moving. They're gathering and nobody getting hurt. Like, what's the problem? What is the issue?
I can tell you this. There's literally a field party. Literally a field party. And it's probably at a minimum of 3 field parties every weekend. And not one field party. I can't speak for the video that y'all have saw on social media in Mississippi. I can't speak for that. But I can speak for South Carolina. We have literally a minimum of 3 field parties that pop off every weekend. Mm-hmm. And not one time have an incident happen.
Right.
Not no major incident.
Right. There's always be something.
Incident period, because I ain't heard nothing.
No.
I'm going to scuffle here and there.
What's scuffle?
You heard that?
Yeah.
When the girls fighting in the room.
But hell, they broke that up in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Right. And it was over with. Even made the
like that ain't it didn't get shut down.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. Yeah, you was in the ditch, you failed. You and the cool.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I did fall. How long it took him to find the car?
An hour.
Y'all, I got lost and remembered. Didn't know where the hell my damn car was.
He didn't even get what y'all.
I didn't walk that way, my car this way.
He calling us. Where my damn car?
We got another call, y'all.
Damn, we can't even get through the questions.
Call in.
What's up, caller? What you got? What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's Jamal.
Say it one more time.
My name's Jamal.
Hey, Jamal.
What's up, Jamal?
What's going on? What's going on with y'all?
What's going on, gang? It's New York. Where you from?
I'm from South Carolina.
Okay.
Phone 3.
We ain't say all that. Talk.
Talk to us.
Talk to us. What's up with you? What's your question?
My question is for y'all. Like, what's the top best like that y'all do over there?
You say what's the top dance that we do?
Yeah.
We do all
of them. I ain't even gonna hold you. We ain't even got no top dance shit.
That's whatever, not like my son.
Whatever you play, we finna get out there and cut up. I ain't even gonna hold you. I can't even sum it down.
Now the favorite. My favorite is
What is everybody's favorite?
My favorite is Movie Body.
Okay, so I can say Movie Body is in my top two.
Like that touched me different.
Top two.
Isley Brothers, okay. The Isley Brothers Movie Body. I like the way you move your body.
You see how everybody get in? You see how I feel everybody up?
That ain't in my top two.
What's He come pray.
What's your one? Number one.
My number one.
Wait, he come in girlfriend. Yeah.
Nah,
don't
speak cool. My number one might be Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama.
Okay, you like okay. Sugar
Mama. Number two might be Live for the Weekend.
What's yours?
Oh, my favorite is the one I just learned.
Southern Soul Party Move. Okay. So I'll say this. So right now, as of RDKS, you have Move Your Body, you have Sugar Mama, you have Living for the Weekend, you have Southern Soul Party Move. What's
Don't step on my shoes.
Hold your leg up,
ho.
You got pop that pussy. Hold your leg up, ho. It's pop that pussy. Juicy, what's yours?
My favorite one, I would say my top two would be Living for the Weekend and Hold Your Leg Up.
And Hold Your Leg Up, ho. So that's our top. That's our top eight right there. I can tell you right now. I don't give a damn what song come on. This leg get loose enough. I tell you right now, we get out there and cut up.
No, we got another call.
Thank you.
I see it.
Hey, caller, what's your name? What you got? Where you calling from?
Hey, man, this your boy, Real Scooter, man. Scooter, man. My boy say Freaky Scoop.
Ah, my dog, Freaky Scoop.
Freaky Scoop.
Ah. There you go.
Hey, man, I'm calling, man. I just want to tell y'all. I enjoy watching them.
I'm listening. Go ahead, Scooter.
I can barely hear him.
Hey, I said I enjoy watching y'all, man.
Man, Scoot, let me tell you something. I just want to give you your flowers, little bro. Scoot said he enjoyed watching us, but Scoot, I want to give you your flowers. Like, since I met you out there in the trail ride world and I met you out there in the field, bro, I ain't seen not one dance that you can't do and you make it your own. So I want to give you your flowers. Like, my boy, you smooth with it. Boy, every time I see you, I say, y'all, they go Freaky Scoot.
That's my boy.
And shout out, hey, that's my dog Scooter from Southern Savage, and Southern Savage is one.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
One of the top heavy-hitting groups out here.
He is a dance creator.
Scooter, I'm going to tell y'all right now, Scooter is the dance creator of Take It to the House with Trick Daddy and Trina. And I'm telling y'all right now, that dance so goddamn hot, I take it to my house, your house, and anybody else's damn house.
Shout out Tremaine, too.
Shout out to Tremaine, too. That's a dynamic duo. Twister and freaking Scoop, that's a dynamic duo. I give credit where it's due.
My favorite dance.
Hey, I'm mad that you said you was about to quit stepping too, bro.
Don't I ain't like that Facebook post. I told you at Waffle House last week. You want your ass whooped?
I'm the service. Goddamn.
Look at that.
He got a bottle there. Can we get that comment on the screen from Karen?
They're hot.
They are hot. There is a Boots on the Ground event at Xfinity Live this weekend. That's in Philly. They would turn that shit out. You need to get them to Philly. How am I getting
to Philly?
Shout out to one of the hosts for May 3rd, Mr. Cut Up himself.
Cut up,
and his right hand guy made up the dance challenge to Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And if the court queen, Miss Dee Dee Leggett herself, was set up an event in Philly, we would be happy to travel.
RDKS defending
Yeah. The RDKS and Core Queen link up. You say what?
I ain't got no room on my plate.
I'm just saying, whenever you ready to go to Philly, we ready to go to Philly. Ain't nothing to get the spreader. Look, Miss Karen, we like you. Stay on DDAs.
Yeah.
Get on. Philly is on the way.
You get, really, y'all hook up with Karen and have Karen.
Well, Karen, you set it up. Here, we come. Oh, she said, I checked y'all out on Instagram.
Go on TikTok.
It's a hot name. I checked
y'all
out. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Man, we ain't gonna be this shit.
Real deal country steppers on TikTok. Karen, we gonna check you out. We gonna check you out.
She'll spread the word.
Karen, send me a DM, Trey Colvin on Instagram and Trey Colvin on Facebook. Send me a direct message and we'll set it up.
Mm-hmm. See, there you go. Look at that connection.
I'm trying to tag
Didi on Instagram. No, Didi just way too busy to coordinate.
TikTok as well. You can hit me on TikTok, Trey Colvin. Everything Trey Colvin. But let's.
All right, y'all. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Do y'all feel like the trail ride community to step in helps with mental health?
So yeah. I'll say this.
Let somebody else answer.
So first of all, I feel like
that went past the table.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm about to interrupt them. You see me?
Shut up.
Talking the whole damn.
It definitely helped.
Didn't you say you didn't want to fucking talk?
You sure did.
You did. Okay, let me answer. We got that much time, bro.
But it definitely helped with my mental, because I love dancing. So being out in the field and with my family, mm-hmm. it just brings me so much peace. Mm-hmm. And it's like we go through a lot and we hide our faces through everything we go through. So being in the field with my fam, it just brings so much peace.
It's very therapeutic.
It is.
Absolutely. Dancing therapeutic altogether.
It is.
Yeah.
And being us together.
I'm ready to go.
We got another call, y'all.
I gotta work it.
We got another call.
I'm ready to go.
Hey, Carla, how you doing? What's your name? What you got?
I'm doing good. This is Tommy. How y'all doing?
Big Tommy! Hey! Shout out to Tommy. She another host for May 3rd.
Big Lance the Red Rose.
Not how y'all doing?
Good. We ready.
Turn it up, son. Hey, I just had to call you this. I know y'all looking real good.
Thank you.
Thank you, boo.
And I'll see y'all Saturday. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
We can't wait to see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Yeah, I love it. One thing that I was going through some stuff, one of my mentors told me, just turn on some music and start dancing. Mm-hmm. It just literally makes you feel better no matter how. You can't be mad when you dance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it just really brings
you have to honestly think about it. Music in general is therapeutic. You have to mm-hmm. think about it when you was growing up as a child. When your mama woke up on Saturday, Sunday morning, she cut on music, start mm-hmm. cleaning up the house. When grandma's cooking in the kitchen, she cut on music mm-hmm. and she cooking. Music is just therapeutic. So if you add dancing to it itself, it helps you relieve a lot of stress. Like literally, I was pissed off about...
I just realized what that was.
Yeah.
My son is
sending
love, y'all.
You're so sweet.
I love you too, babe.
You can ask Tifa when she came into class yesterday. I was teaching class and I was literally pissed off about how the city of Chester was, the officials mm-hmm. were hitting me with a lot of bullshit last mm-hmm. minute before the field party. And when I say it, I had tears in my eyes, that's how mad I was. Just like, I'm dancing, mm-hmm. I'm teaching class, and I'm like this the whole motherfucking
and I'm
time.
I'm watching him like.
And she was like, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm cussing the motherfucker, right? And I'm going back and forth. But as I kept dancing, I let my phone go. And by the end of class, I was...
What is that?
What in the hell?
Somebody sent a gift on TikTok.
Appreciate the gift.
But as I kept on dancing, it literally helped me release that anger. Mm-hmm. And by the end of class, my mind was so clear that I came up with an alternate plan to fix them bitches.
Yeah, definitely. So, is there anything that you could think of that could make the trail ride experience better?
I don't think nothing really could change how it is.
No, because you can't change people.
Because like dancing in a general.
So tell me this: are you talking about, to break it down? Are you talking about changing the people or changing how the whole thing is structured?
Just the whole like the setup, the experience.
No, no, I wouldn't change shit.
Everything is coincidental. Like, because when you
I'll say this: something that it would help the outside world look at it. How you go to a college party or a college homecoming and you see the different frats and sororities separated in their colors and their t-shirts. Uh-huh. That's the same thing when you come to a trail ride or a field party. You see the different groups separated in their t-shirts, their logos, and their brands. Yeah, so,
but it's unison.
It's unison. There's no beef. You don't see this set of yellow shirts over here beefing with this set of black shirts. We all doing the same shit.
Yeah, and you probably see different color shirts doing it like this, doing a dance together.
So how was the experience for people who aren't a part of us, that a group?
So if you're not a part of a group, if you jump out there, we're going to grab you.
Yeah. Come on. To the left. What if I don't want to dance? I just want to
dance.
You're going to be like, okay, we're going to stay over there and watch y'all. Okay, well, stay your ass on that damn border line. I mean, I might just bop to the side, but I don't want to be out there. That's cool. Pull up. That's all I want. Get you something to eat. Get you some chicken wings. That's what I need. Shrimp.
You got Bang Bang out there. Bang Bang Shrimp.
Hey, Carla, how you doing? What's your name? What you got?
Hey, how you doing? I'm T. I'm from Virginia.
Okay,
VA in the put in. I just wanted to shout out, you know, Real Deal Country Steppers. I've been with y'all grow in progress. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's love. What part of Virginia are you from?
From Newport News.
Newport!
Well, I just want to say, personally, we definitely appreciate the support. And if y'all ever got anything going on in Newport News or you want us to come and show up and show out, hit Trey Coven on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and
we there.
Because I ain't got no problem in these streets. Hold on.
Now, let me tell you this one. This is a funny thing. Trey, you remember coming to Newport News to my graduation?
Hold on. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2017, and you slept on the couch in my house.
See for me.
How you don't remember being in Virginia on somebody's couch at a graduation? Who are you?
I'm going to tell you right damn now, you better send me a message right now.
So you drove 5 hours?
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
What's she?
You hear me, Trey?
What you say?
She drove up here to give me the best send off I could ask for.
Well, you might want to.
Hold on. Y'all got the game fucked up. That's my dog T. Me and T both worked at the Carolina Panther Stadium together. Y'all got me fucked up. Yeah.
What kind of whore are you, Trey?
Jeez.
T, you done started some shit. You done started some shit.
Look at Cameron said LOL.
That's my dog. We had a great time. We worked together, had fun together. I've known he could always dance. And seeing him in his element now, shining with y'all, is amazing to me.
Yes, T-R-E-Y.
Oh, they say spell your name, Trey.
Yes, T-R-E-Y-C-O-L-B-I-N. But
you ain't got the K.
Yeah. But T, you know, girl, you know it's all love here. You know, me, you, and Queen, we go back like four flats. You already know what it is.
She, you know, me and my crew can come down there.
You say what?
Me and my crew, when the 757 City Slide step down there, we down there.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Come on, that ass too fast.
Yeah, Trey, you tell us.
I appreciate you calling in, T, because you just started some shit that they are not gonna let go.
Regional ass nigga.
They ain't gonna let this shit go. Lord have mercy.
Hold on, what you say, T?
He missed the international. Y'all know he catch
one.
I knew you Rock Hill niggas wasn't shit.
Chester County.
Chester.
Chester County. I live in
it.
I appreciate you calling in, though, T.
Of course. Y'all keep shining.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask one more question. So we y'all going to teach me a little step. Just a quick. I ain't doing the whole thing. Just a toot-toot, tap-tap.
Hell, we ain't really got the damn space.
Yes, we do. We going to move some shit. Don't worry about that. We got this.
Okay. Oh.
We got this. Because Karen been waiting for y'all to do a step. Y'all let Karen. She been waiting for the whole time.
Oh, we got you, Karen.
So, you know I'm a fitness coach. So, the stepping is like bringing me so much joy to see people moving. Do you think that this is going to help the culture get in shape?
So I'm gonna speak, and I want Jade to comment after that. The only reason why I can speak on it is because, for one, me personally, none of my goddamn clothes fit no more, and I ain't had no weight to lose in the first damn place. But from women that have been coming to my class, older women, they have literally sent me messages by saying that it has changed their lifestyle. Instead of them wanting to go home and lay in the bed and watch TV, now they're finding stuff around the house to do to keep them active. They have lost a certain amount of weight that they didn't even anticipate on losing. So I personally would say, if you want to lose that gut and build up that butt, you need to bring your ass onto the field.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Now, Juicy, you comment on it. You give me your input.
Well, as for me, like I said before, dancing is therapy. It's very therapeutic for me. It's the air that I breathe. I embrace all styles of dancing. You name it, pole and all. Yeah, I'm throwing it out there for all those that know and they want to talk shit. Yeah, y'all know. But going back to that, like Trey said, it's cardio. It's a workout. You don't always have to do sit-ups or crunches or jumping jacks or squats. Dancing, period, you're burning calories. And you feel good about it afterwards anyway. So
you're
going to sweat. You're going to sweat when you're popping that, twerking that, holding your leg up, whatever.
And when you dance as much as we do as official trail ride steppers, we dance. For one, the song is a DJ. This is not a regular club. You go to a club, you know how DJ play part of the song, then he mix it to the next. No. These songs play from beginning to end. And you dance. You dance from beginning to end. And you keep going, and you keep going, and you keep going.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And as far as us, I know for a guaranteed fact, we dance at least, and we step at least about 5 days out of the week.
Like right now, if we gave you your three dances,
you're going to be soaking wet.
You wouldn't make it through the three.
Well, Didi ain't going to do it no day. Didi.
I don't know. It's too much.
One thing I can say, by the time you leave,
she said,
one thing
going
to be hurt.
What dance do you
want to
do?
I don't know.
One thing I can say, though, about dancing with these trail riders, get some lidocaine patches and some icy hot for the knees.
By the time you leave that field, your knees gonna be on fire.
And it's for the whole 3 minutes. The song, like 3 minutes. You jazz the bottom of the feet
be barking.
Oh, and then it's another 3 minutes.
And I will speak on two questions that she has not asked us, but I'm gonna join them in together. I would recommend anybody that has a leadership mentality to form a group.
Yes.
If you do not have the leadership mentality and you do not know how to lead your damn self, let alone others in a group, sit your ass the fuck down, because you will be the blind leading the blind.
Damn.
But if you have a leadership mentality and you are a natural born leader, then yes, you will be able to form a group and you will be able to successfully have a group without all that extra messy shit going on.
That's one thing I can piggyback and say with RDK is we got true leaders in this group. So therefore, there's no room for the extra messy bullshit.
Because I heard the trail ride steppers is like the new.
It didn't got messy.
What do you call a motorcycle club?
It didn't got messy. It didn't got messy.
Because he's speaking because he's former.
I'm former vice president of MC
motorcycle
special guest to our field party Saturday. Shout out to BYA, but it's a difference because of the simple fact: the MC world, you have to get blessed in. Like that's a different type of lane. Like with these vests symbolizing who we are. We didn't have to go to nobody to have the green light to be able to wear this on our back. But being a part of an MC, you have to be blessed in. You just can't ride with a rock on and think that it's okay. So it's bylaws, rules, and regulations to that side of it, and just as well as to RDKS. But it's a difference in the two.
I just
want to
say
we
do look good up there.
Yeah, we do.
I just want to just throw that in there real quick.
And to add to that, like I said,
oh Lord,
he didn't got drunk.
I did.
Yeah, there you go, y'all. So I'm telling you.
Feeling myself, my bad.
But to piggyback so that we can end this, if you have the leadership mentality and you have true leadership qualities, then you would know how to operate and run a group. You would know how to set down the law of the land to where your group will understand and respect it and not look at you as you trying to belittle them or boss them around. Because at the end of the day, I don't try to boss nobody in my group. They know me. They know me outside of this. I talk a certain way, and I talk that way 100 way across the damn board. I ain't talking to you like that, like I'm just trying to disrespect you or know nothing like that. That's just how I talk, because I mean business behind what the hell I do. Whatever I put my name on, I stand on that shit. And everybody that's connected to it, we going to stand in unison. One person is not going to be lacking. We all going to stand as one. And I do feel like this trail ride community and the stepping community and field party community has definitely put a huge spotlight on South Carolina.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A spotlight that has not been on South Carolina in a long time.
We should have been on the map.
It is just like that, because like I said earlier, with the artists that came out of South Carolina, late as they did, that's what really brought it to South Carolina because of their music.
Yeah.
Had not been for any of those, King George, 803 Fresh, Beachy,
Simply Wayne,
Juke Joint,
Miss Jody.
Miss Jody. If it hadn't been for any of those true Southern Soul artists,
Lil Rue,
big as he did in South Carolina.
And Lil Rue is not even a Southern Soul artist, but Lil Rue has put a spotlight on South Carolina. His song has been running for almost a decade. Over a decade. Yeah, it's over a decade. Nasty Song has been running for over a decade.
When I moved to the South, that was my favorite song.
For a long time. So you have to understand that South Carolina always had a light. It always had a flashlight or some type of shine on it. But since 803 Fresh Boots on the Ground has gone super viral, it has been a light on South Carolina like never before.
You got Beyonce.
You got Beyonce.
Beyonce.
I was showing him.
Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. You have to understand that we are Southern people, so we have a different type of hospitality about ourselves. So, you know, that's a humbling experience whenever people are reaching out and saying, oh, I'm watching y'all, I seen y'all on live, or I seen y'all stepping and da-da-da-da, all of that. Like, that's a different type of feel. That's a different type of love. Like, that don't make us get arrogant. That make us keep on doing what the hell we doing.
But y'all don't show that to each other. It's weird. That's why y'all can't expand.
Now, you do have a point there. Whoa, wait. What do you mean, y'all? You mean the like artists?
In the artist world, in the entertainment world, in the Carolinas, period. It's like it's for some reason here, y'all just have these little cliques. And each clique don't support each other. It's like you can have one major artist here that can blow up, but nobody will support that one artist and let them ride it. And then they pull that next artist up and the next artist up.
Now, the only difference that I can separate in that.
We got another call. Oh, God.
Shit.
We about to be done.
Yeah, we're gonna be done in a minute. Look,
I'm still jet lagged. Hey, Carla, what's your name? What you got?
Harmony.
Okay, hey, Harmony.
What's up, Harmony?
Harmony?
Hey, Tom.
The potential new member to RDK.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hey, hey. Hello.
I just wanted to drop in and show y'all some love and tell you guys. I appreciate how much you got in there with me, going to y'all classes since February. Love you all.
We love you, Harmony.
We love you too.
Don't worry, you're going to be wearing one soon.
You know it's all love, sweetheart. You know how far we go back. You've been showing love in class. You've been showing up. You've been showing out. So at the end of the day, the love is reciprocated.
Yeah, me and Trey been dancing
to
school, so he already
know. I ain't like, I would dance with you before I got expelled. Hey.
We're gonna see you Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, she already out there Saturday. She already out there.
Thank you.
Yes,
I can't wait. I didn't have any questions. I just wanted to drop
you
in and show you guys stuff.
And we appreciate that. And shout out to Boss Lady in the comments, BYA in the field. We'll see y'all Saturday. Yes, shout out to Boss Lady. Hey, I can't wait to meet y'all out there in that field.
Adam Tool and Adam up. Boom.
Hey.
For a hang up there you go.
But I can say from what you said, so we can wrap it up. The trail ride world away from the artist. You have another caller? Shit.
We love y'all.
I love y'all.
Come on now.
Didi, they fuck with us. I mean,
last call. Okay, we done with calls. We done with talking. We gonna let y'all we good. Y'all we'll figure it out. We gonna let y'all say what y'all got to say as far as promoting anything you want to promote. Tell people how to follow you individually and collectively. And we gonna get the hell out of here. Show my dance. I'ma do.
Yeah, did he shake them thick ass thighs? I ain't lying. You seen them jiggle on that screen? They glossing too. She don't damn know. She got
it don't look good because I don't know what I'm doing.
So so that we can keep this thing moving. It's your boy Trey Covid, aka Loose Leg. I want everybody to know that my official first trail ride event and RDKS's headlining is going down this Saturday, May 3rd, in Chester, South Carolina. Make sure you beat us there. Don't meet us there at 100 Brindale and Stadium Drive. Chester, South Carolina, 29706. Gates open at 6 o'clock. We're going until midnight. Hey, sorry, not sorry, but the tickets have sold out 4 times in a row, baby.
Whoa.
We have over 400 tickets that have been sold, but you can still pay at the gate. $30 at the gate, cash only. Don't come up there tripping because I'm on your ass like back pockets.
No cash, yeah.
No cash apps, no none of that.
There's a store right there, Bob, before you get there. You go, then go to the ATM and get you some guy. Matter of fact, it's too long.
Side note, for you, YN.
Oh, Lord.
It will be no mask.
I'm going to tell you right now. Saturday. I ain't even got to tell you what not to have because at the end of the day, when you been in.
Sir.
Ken, you
when you been that corner.
That's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. When you bend that corner and come to that field on Saturday, not only will you run into security, but you're going to run into SLED, and you're going to run into the South Carolina Chester County deputies, and you're also going to run into 30-plus police officers.
2740.
I got the field locked down like Fort Knox. When I say zero tolerance, no bullshit, no bullshit. You're going to jail.
2740.
Act up. You're going to jail. And Cinco de Mayo is Monday, so you ain't going to see a judge until damn Tuesday.
What you got, Prez? What you got coming up?
I ain't really.
Or who you, how we want them to follow you, all that stuff.
But you can follow me on TikTok, 11-10-24.
You can follow me on Facebook, Shanae Wilson.
Light Bright.
TikTok, K-Worthy 22, Facebook, K-Worthy. Follow me, friends.
doing whatever y'all drunk got ass. To do. We all together. We all family.
We all together.
You can follow me on TikTok, Facebook, Latifa Truly Love. And I also wanted to point out, shout out to my CEO for making me VP.
The best VP in the land, because my last VP wasn't hitting no shit.
Oh my God. Mm-mm.
But his last VP is Fred's
now. Don't do that.
I just had to follow protocol. That's all.
But nah, for real though. But
wait, damn, is you going?
But now, y'all can follow me on TikTok at Papilona P0P. Follow me on Facebook, Joel Wilson.
What's your name?
Papilona.
Popular. He country. So y'all, you can follow him on TikTok. Popular Loner. With a Z. With a O. Zero. Popular Loner. With a Z.
Just go on Real Deal Country Steppers.
And you'll follow everybody.
Y'all can follow me on Facebook at J Renee. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Ms_JadeRenee. And y'all can also follow me on TikTok at JadeRenee529.
And if you catching hell, finding any of them, just come straight to my Facebook page or my TikTok, Trey Coven, T-R-E-Y Coven. And I have tagged every last one of their ass. Mm-hmm. So you will find them all on my page. And you will find the Real Deal Country Steppers with a K.
R-D-K,
yes! And then, but y'all need to make sure that y'all follow Dee Dee Leggett, the core queen. And y'all need to make sure y'all come by here, book this podcast. It's the hottest fucking podcast in the city. I have to give credit and I have to give flowers where it is due.
Because, and she fine as hell, so you're going to enjoy the beauty.
Because Miss Dee Dee Leggett, the court queen herself, has always supported everything that I've done from top to bottom. The love has always been reciprocated. A person that shows up and shows out for the people that she loves and cares about. So I appreciate you for supporting my group.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Anything.
You
anything. Yes.
And she got bedazzled ass all around.
Don't start that shit again.
Y'all got to see these pictures. It's just pussy and everywhere. It is everywhere. I love it.
She's so annoying.
I ain't lying now.
Listen, I love it here.
She battled in a 3-year-old.
Give me one time.
He's so ignorant. Y'all, before we go, they're gonna teach me a little step. Like I'm gonna do like 3 steps. That's it. But y'all know I need y'all to follow me on every platform, especially YouTube. The Core Queen Chat on YouTube. Please subscribe to my channel. Comment, like this video. Tell the people about the podcast. If you want to be a guest, if I like you enough, I'll let you come on. If you know anybody that has a podcast that needs to rent a studio, I got a whole other room that you can rent out and do your own thing over there. I got a lot of things coming up, but the two main things that I want to let y'all know about. Number one, I have a book coming out. My book will drop. Well, the pre-orders will drop on May 11th for Mother's Day. It is called Breaking the Cycle of Childhood Trauma, The Guide to Raising Emotionally Healthy and Independent Daughters. So please make sure y'all stay tuned for when that drops. I'm going on a whole book tour. It's going to be traumatic, but I'm ready for it. And the next big thing I have coming up, I was just selected. I produced and starred in a short film called D's Night, and it was just selected for the Charlotte Black Film Festival.
Yes, sir!
So it'll be screened in Charlotte from June 5th to June 8th. So I'm super excited about that. First time it'll be screened in Charlotte. So shout out to the Charlotte Black Film Festival.
And the Real Deal Country Steppers will be in the building.
It's going to be major, major, major. And one more big thing, because I am a fitness coach. I want y'all to know that I am transitioning my entire program into an app. I'm building an app so that everybody can get access to it. Because right now my program is a high ticket program and everybody can't afford me. So I have a developer team that has helped me create a whole app so y'all can get everything that I know in one location and y'all can afford it and y'all can go lose this weight. And leave me the hell alone.
She gonna fix your gut and I'm gonna look at your butt.
Oh my God. So y'all, tune in next week. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm going to start off with some, you know, talk to some people about mental health, trauma, childhood trauma, and all that good stuff. So y'all tune in. And we about to try to do some steps. Y'all don't laugh at me because I don't know what the hell I'm
doing.
Oh, God.
Let's go. What we doing?
I don't know.
We about to just...
Oh, yeah, we need a song.
Shit, what song y'all want to do? Something that relies very minimal space.
Something. Oh.
Very minimal.
Sugar Mama.
Freak it.
There you go. All right. Did you know it when you did?
No.
You are so.
I know it took me a while and still only got the two.
That's all you know to step.
That's only one. That's all I got.
Ooh, I got the basics.
As far as we can go.
Yeah,
I'm going to show you what we got next.
You
don't want to tilt the camera down to the foots.
Back up, two, three, four.
That's it.
Content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open.
Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.